From JMI Wealth, Tuesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So Meridian was your headline yesterday?
It was, and the NZX 50 started the week lower yesterday, but I'll cover off Meridian in a second, but we're just following a bit of a trend here for the New Zealand market because it's really underperformed other markets this year. So we are down, the NZX 50 index is down 3.7% year to date, and that our benchmark index includes dividends. It's a gross index, what we call a gross index. By comparison, the S&P 500 is up 29.8% in New Zealand dollar terms. The Australian market over 8%. The UK market, look at the FTSE 100, 13.8%. And all of those numbers are without dividends. So the New Zealand market has been a considerable underperformer by some margin. So yeah, down 1.04% yesterday. Meridian, the Gentail, are down 2.38%. The main contributors yesterday, Ryman, in terms of the big stocks, Ryman Healthcare, Genesis. So Meridian announced the sale of their Australian assets to a consortium including Shell Energy Operations, an entity called the Infrastructure Capital Group. Now, sale price, $729 million Australian dollars. Shell will become the owner of the retail business, that's PowerShop Australia, while ICG picks up the infrastructure assets, so wind farms, hydro stations, development assets. To me, Mike, it looks like the analysts and investors here were expecting a higher price than was actually achieved for that, so because the share price has reacted negatively. Now, when you take a step back, Mike, it looks to me like over the course of 2021, a couple of things going on. Well, there's always lots of things going on, but I'll highlight a couple of things. Firstly, we saw a ramp up in the share price of some of these Gentailers prior to Christmas last year. It was to do with index related buying. That artificially pushed the index up. So we went into the start of this year with a highly elevated, I think, NZX 50. But the other thing, Mike, is we've sort of led the global charge on interest rate normalization. So we've had a big move higher in wholesale interest rates over 2021. And so this is affecting those sectors that are sensitive to interest rate changes like that. So think the listed property sector, think the Gentailers, think those stocks that had attractive dividends. So the question now, I suppose, Mike, because we're always asking questions, is whether, you know, what we're seeing in New Zealand is a precursor to pressure that will come on offshore markets when interest rates starts to rise there, because the wholesale markets, at least in New Zealand, Mike, do see New Zealand in the monetary policy fast lane. Everyone else is dawdling along the slow lanes, but they will get there in the end. So a question for the start of the week,
yeah,
Mike.
No, that's not bad, and that's before you get to tomorrow, of course. In Marsden, well, they were always going to do this, weren't they? So the refining's done.
Yep, final confirmation. I suppose the last nail in the coffin of the transition of Marsden Point away from its role as an oil refinery. It's long been signalled, no surprises here. But there were some sort of key points, some key developments that needed to be ticked off. We got that yesterday. So we've now got the transition of Marsden Point from a refinery to a facility for importing and storing transport fuels. This follows a big decline in, I suppose, the Asia-Pacific region in refining margins. With it will come a change of name as well. Channel Infrastructure is what it be called now. So it now has agreements in place with their main customers. So these are long-term supply agreements. They were a critical part of that transition. Also finally confirms the loss of a bunch of skilled jobs in Northland. So 300 staff over a couple of years will reduce to 70. Impact given the number of contractors and suppliers that have been associated with them, reasonably dependent on the refinery.
Okay, where are we at with auctions, up or down?
Yeah, quickly. So a couple of things, actually. The number of auctions are going up. This is residential property auctions. This is Barford and Thompson numbers. They've been crunched by interest.co.nz. So these are auction outcomes in the last few weeks. Steady decline in the rate of sales at auctions. So the numbers going up, but the rate of sales going down, 54% last week. Go back to October, 68%. What's happening? I don't know. Buyers less keen, or are the vendors getting unrealistic in their price expectations? We'll see how that one pans out.
Nice one. Numbers, please.
Okay, so just very quickly, Jerome Powell, he's got the presidential nod for another term. Yeah, another term. Has to be authorised though through Senate, etc. Dow Jones, 35,829, up 228 points. Good start to the week. S&P 500 up 11 points, 4709. The NASDAQ, however, lower 130, 15,927. The FTSE 100 lost 32, 7255. The Nikkei up 28, 29,774. Shanghai Composite up 22, 3582. The ASX 200 lost 43 yesterday, 7353, and we closed at 12,607. So that was down 132 points. Kiwi dollar weaker overnight, 0.6964 against the US, 0.9625 Aussie, 0.6185 euro, 0.5193 pounds, 79.85 yen. Gold lower as well, $1,815.94. And Brent crude also lower, under 80 bucks, $79.64.
Good to hear. JMIWealth.co.nz, the wonderful Andrew Kelleher.